All right, what is it that croaks in the marshes?
That's
a deep sound.
What? You mean, does what now?
It croaks. It makes a noise around the pond.
What? Frog.
All right.
Bullfrog.
Fine. And these little light ones, the ones that you hear in the spring, they have a higher voice.
Well, that's tree frog.
I'd be a tree frog. All right, fine. Now, the brown thing that lives in the garden and is supposed to give warts. People used to tell the kids, don't touch them or you'll get warts. What kind of...
Well, that's pilgrim.
All right, fine. Now, the things that you dig to go fishing with.
Worms.
All right. Can you name any, kinds of worms that are used?
Oh, yeah. A red worm, the tarra worm, go-roan tree.
Good. What do you call those? I was trying to think of that myself and I couldn't. What is that again?
Tarra worm.
Oh, yeah.
They grow on the
tree. They make good bait.
Yeah.
Now, this lady I was talking to a while ago tried to think of those and couldn't think of that name.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Anything else?
Well, let's see. They ain't worms. Is grasshoppers.
They make good bait.
Yeah.
Do you ever use cricket?
Oh, yeah.
Cricket.
I have, yeah.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Now, the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it.
Well, that's a turtle.
All right. And something like a turtle, only it lives on dry land.
Well, that's perfect.
Perfect. And, let's see now. This is the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams, and it's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backwards.
Well, that's a...
It'll take its pelts, and it's got an appendage just sort of jointed, and it goes like that, and goes backwards.
Wow, what's that, man? Crawfish.
Fine. Perfect. And have you ever heard it called anything else?
No.
Okay. Perfect. I've heard them called crawdads, and I wondered if you'd ever heard that. Crawfish is the common term.
Yeah, that's what we all call. We used to catch them and go fishing with.
Yeah. And I like them when they're about that long. They make good bait, too. I use those, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sir. Now, these are small fantail sea animals. They have a thin, sort of a transparent shell, and they're caught in nets. Would you be familiar with those? I don't think they'd be caught around this area, but I'm thinking more of on the sea.
Funny net. Well, that's
When you think of that, sometimes these are used for bait, too. This stuff on the floor. This would be more common to go down in Florida a lot.
We call shad. In nets, you know, in the water.
Have you ever heard? Have you ever fished with shrimp?
No.
Oh, see, this is probably something more common guy for down on the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it, and if you touch it, it gets a little bit of white powder.
Oh, that's a metabro.
All right, see. Very cool. Any other names for it?
That's all I know.
All right, sir. Now, what is it that flies around the house and lays its eggs in old clothes?
That's a...
We get a certain kind of round, white, chemical ball to keep it from eating up our clothes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mold, ain't it?
Right. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. And now, what is this that flies around with a light in its tail by night?
Oh, that's lightning bug.
Very good.
Yeah.
Fine.